On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.
And it's 27 to 11. Joining us now in the sulkies, Mark McNamara. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Sean. Morning, everybody. Welcome to On the Pace for this Monday. Actually, no New South Wales meetings today. They're all interstate, so we're going to come from a slightly different angle this morning. We're going to wrap up Blaney Carnival of Cups yesterday with the man that commentated out there, Mick Dummersney. He's also going to talk about a couple of upcoming meetings at Dubbo with the back to Gilgandra race day this week, and then a huge meeting with the $50,000 Group 2 Red Ochre the weekend after. Wayne Smith not too far away from the Newcastle Harness Racing Club. Wayne's going to join us to talk about some changes to the track they've done up there as well, and he's going to join us online right now. Wayne Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Mark McNamara. Morning, Sean.
Thank you for joining us, Wayne. Those that watched Newcastle on Sky 2 on Saturday night would have seen quite a difference to the track than what they were used to. The first time in 30 years, I believe, you've had a complete track resurface. You've gone from the lighter colour to the dark colour. How did that come about?
That's right, Mark, yes. First time. 30 years was only recognised only last month during the middle of October. We recognised 30 years here at the Paceway. And yes, for that 30 years, it's been completely in rhylite. This time around, we've gone with a blue metal dust with the assistance of Harness Racing New South Wales. Investigations were made to vary the surface. Nothing against rhylite. Availability was a big issue. Where it used to come from, it doesn't anymore, so we were getting it from an outside source, and we just had to try and get back to something that was local and available. That led to the grey. So, yeah, we're now a grey surface.
And the process itself, Wayne, how long did it take, and what did you have to do to change it from the former surface to the new surface?
So it took 5, 6, 7 days. The graders came in and moved the existing surface, around, and that was able to assist with the bringing the cambers on the turns and the straight back to as close to original as possible. Graders pushed that around, rolled it in, and then the ag spreader comes in and loads up the material, and then he drives around the track spreading that material out to the best of his ability, which is very even, and that results in a surface that goes from inside to out fairly evenly spread to make it grey.
And not only the cambers, I believe you've done some reshaping of the home turn. It was a funny little bend, that home turn, in parts, and it looked rather different there, apart from the track colour, that the home bend looked a bit more sweeping on Saturday night.
Yes, well, that moving of the material, the existing material on the surface around, was able to sort of, bring that shaping back to that home corner. I mean, truth be told, mate, it was probably being brought back to what it was originally back in 1989 when the track opened. So to actually to have that corrected has been a good thing, but it probably highlights, I guess, how bad it really was. And over the years, of course, wear and tear, the 30 years of racing on that surface as such, the tops have always been replaced every 12 to 18 months, the top surface, but it maybe just highlighted the fact that it had worn away over those 30 years, but now it's back where it was, or as close to where it was, and that should enhance racing. Saturday night's results seen runners lead all the way. They seem to come from behind. So didn't show any track bias, which was very, very pleasing.
And the feedback from the drivers following the first meeting on it?
Not a lot, which is always a good thing in this industry. But it had only been down 48 hours, Mark, when we ran that. So we finished on Wednesday afternoon late. Boys worked on it Thursday. We had the expertise of Tony Hagney. You know Tony from your Bathurst days, of course. He's a bit of a master of what he does with a racing surface. So he was here in an advisory role, but definitely very hands-on. He was in the tractor, he was in the water truck, And whilst feedback was it was soft, well, it was going to be soft. It had only been down for 48 hours. And we, like the rest of the state now, Mark, just pray for a bit of rain to settle it in.
Absolutely. Well, minimal feedback after a first meeting must be great news for the club, knowing it's going to compact more going forward. It is going to rain at some stage, and the track's only going to get better from here.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, the times were good. Obviously, the first race went the quickest of the night. But, I mean, I think six of the remaining seven races went sub 2 minutes. So, as I say, given that it's only been down 48 hours, it's been a pleasing result. The material was tested to a degree up at Maitland, high volume training, medium volume to low volume racing at Maitland. There's only 10 meetings a year up there, but the material was tested at Maitland, and the feedback that was provided by the Maitland trainers when it went on was very, very positive. So hopefully we achieve the exact same results here at Newcastle going forward. But again, I keep saying it, it was only down for 2 days. So Maitland has improved over a period of time. Track curators up there have been working hard with it, and they've been achieving good results. I think at Maitland the other day, without taking away from the Newcastle segment, of course, there was a race meeting up there last Monday, and there were 2 near track records. So again, only enhancing the opinions of the surface.
That's great news. And other good news is the club's financials, they're going the right way. You've had a pretty successful year last year.
We did have a successful year last year, Mark. We were able to achieve an improvement in our trading result, which was very, very pleasing. There was 12 months of hard work, again, with the assistance of Harness Racing New South Wales. We had an analyst come in and just sort of go over things, and through together with that analyst and the management, we were able to implement some changes which achieved savings. So that was it's been a very pleasing year. Of course, we were able to achieve that Newcastle Mile of $100,000. That was an event, even though marred by rain. Amazingly, isn't it amazing that we desperate for rain now, yet come February when it's time to run a Newcastle Mile, we're going to be praying for nice, warm, breezy conditions. So we want for everything here, I tell you. We're probably a little bit greedy in one aspect of that, but look, the financial result and the trading of the organisation has improved. We made a few minor changes to the race nights. There was changes to the administration of the and the management, and those changes have reflected a positive result, which has been great news and very pleasing from the staff's perspective. I know the staff put in countless hours, not only just thinking about the changes, but also making them happen, implementing them. Very pleasing result for us.
Absolutely. Well, Wayne, thanks for joining us on the Pace this morning. It's going to take just a little while to get used to seeing that Newcastle track a different colour, but after a couple of meetings, it'll be like it's always been black after 30 years of the lighter colour.
Absolutely, Mark. I had a quick look at a TV screen on Saturday night in between what I thought was in between races, and I peered up at Sky Channel and I thought, why are we racing and we're not on Sky? But of course, I was looking for a yellowy coloured surface when I should have been looking for a grey. So punters will get used to it. It will get better. And, the results will be there. I'm sure the results will speak for themselves.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Wayne.
Thanks, Mark. I'll talk to you soon.
That's Wayne Smith from the Newcastle Harness Racing Club. We head from there out to the Western Districts, and Mick Dumersney joins us online. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for joining us. Wrap up of yesterday, Blaney Carnival of Cups, and Bernie Hewitt just keeps on his winning way, and Scarlet Babe will have been a relieved man, Bernie. She's been a little hit and miss, a bit unlucky at times too in the recent few starts. She got it all right in the cup yesterday.
Definitely, Mark. She was very brave winning that cup race yesterday. She had to burn early from the gate, got across rocking and rolling, and then Jace was able to give her a little bit of a breather throughout the run, but to fight them off up the straight when she had plenty of horses chasing her was to her credit, because She had probably a line of four outside of her there at one stage, maybe at about the 400-metre mark, and then she was able to kick through on the corner. And it is advantageous to be in front there at Blaney, but if you spend all your petrol, it doesn't help most of the time. But she was able to fight off a horse that's owned in the same ownership as her in Diggy Rocks and win quite well.
Successful day for the club. What was the crowd like?
Yeah, a very successful day for the club. The crowd was really good. The day was very nice. It was quite warm for Blaney standards and a big crowd. They seen some really good racing. We seen Maximus Red in the last race. He's just an 800 metre specialist around the west. He was big at Yugara. You called that meeting at Yugara when he won there and clocked 1:56 and changed for that middle distance at Yugara. And then yesterday come out and went 2 minutes in a similar sort of a race after having to sit three wide for the last lap. We also seen the Peter Marshall Memorial take place, and it was taken out in great fashion earlier on in the day by a horse making its way through the grades in Hematime Harley. She's a mare from the Gemma and Matt Rue camp, who's really doing some good things for her owner, the Dunn family. And also Hurricane Roy took out the heat of the Tabcorp Park Menengelware Horses Fly Series. So a really good day out racing-wise and a really good day off the track also for the patrons.
That's great to hear. Well, if you missed Blaney yesterday and want to go a little further northwest over the next couple of weeks, there's some big meetings coming up starting this weekend with the Back to Gilgandra meeting.
Yeah, the stars are starting to align in Dubbo. They've got two really good Sunday afternoon meetings coming up. This Sunday coming forward, they had the Gilgandra meeting, as we said. They've got the Gilgandra Cup, which is a $8,160 race for the open class horses. It's always a really good field for that Gilgandra Cup. And last year, they set the track alight in the race. This year, I can't see them doing any different. It'll be a nice warm day out there in Dubbo, and they've got some really good races. They've also got the Cronon Family Tat Hotel Silver Jug. It's a race worth $8,000. And also the Longwater Hotel Pace, another race worth around the $8,000 mark. So just some really, really good racing there coming this Sunday. And then, of course, the following Sunday, Group Action heads to Dubbo with the restructured Red Ochre Mares Classic. Now, this race is a $50,000 race. It's going to be a Group 2 feature, and it's open to all mares, which hasn't been a thing that the Dubbo Club has done in the past, but they are redoing it now. Harness Racing New South Wales have stepped in and given them a bit of a hand, and hopefully it's going to be a massive day out there come the 1st of December.
Roughly how far from Gilgandra to Dubbo for those coming from the town down for the race day? Because I know they do get behind it.
Yeah, they have a massive day out there. I've been lucky enough to be MC there the last 2 years, and the Gilgandra community really, really get behind the meeting. It's roughly about 70 kilometres. They bring two or three busloads of people over, and Gilgandra is such a massively big horse town. They have really good country race meetings there at Gilgandra that unfortunately they can't hold the trots there anymore, but they do bring them down to Dubbo, and Graham Phipps and the Cronon family along with a heap of other people put a lot of time into this meeting. They get a lot of good coverage through local radio and local newspaper, and it's just a really, really good day out and supported well by the Gilgandra community.
A fantastic couple of weeks coming up out there at Dubbo. Mick, thanks for joining us with a wrap of yesterday and what's coming up at Dubbo. And important to stress again that Red Ochre for $50,000 opened all mares, no matter where they were bred, here, there or anywhere.
Yes, that's exactly right, Mark. Hopefully we can get a really, really good field there come Sunday week, and they can really show off the talent of the mares around here in the Central West.
And thanks, Mick. We'll hear you again on Sky Sports Radio very soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Mick Dummersney there from out the western districts of New South Wales. Sean, that's been on the pace this morning. No meetings in New South Wales, so a slightly different angle today with that complete change of colour for Newcastle on Saturday night from the lighter track surface to the dark surface, but minimal feedback from the drivers has to be good going forward. And another meeting or two, and we'll look up and say, yeah, that's Newcastle, just racing on a dark track now.
Good on you, Mark. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Mark McNamara, 12 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.
On the Pace, brought to you by Alta Cristiano, standing at Tipperary Equine.